It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 466. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free at www.instanthousecall.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. Please visit the main website at MikeTechShow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for future show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/miketechshow. And we have the wiki, and that is at mtswiki.com. There you'll find links to all the past shows, all the audio, all the show notes. It's a great resource. Check it out. It is managed by listeners. I want to thank, as always, Barbara, who's Citizen X, for putting the time and keeping that updated. And, of course, the site wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Winston Wolf offering up the hosting for that. So I thank them both for all their hard work. The first topic for tonight has to be, how did I clean my main website, which was MikeNation.net, and it got infected? And we're going to talk about that, how I learned of it, what happened, how did I clean it, and I'm going to just jump right in. A listener, Miles Pro 2010 in the chat, sent me an email a couple weeks ago telling me that if you were to search Mike Tech Show or Mike Nation in Google, you would see the result and it would say, this website may be compromised. When I searched and seen that, I was like, wow, I can't believe this. How do I go about cleaning this? And I couldn't find anything. And that's what's so horrible about this infection. You don't visually see anything. If you went to the website, you're not going to get any malware installed. Nothing's going to happen to you. It was only for the sole purpose of raising the Google rankings of some bad websites. So it was for search engine optimization. That's what was going on here. So the code that was being injected into certain pages on my website, and it was very clever how it was done because it wouldn't show up all the time. Google could see that when they were looking and crawling the website. They seen that, and they seen that nothing was going to damage someone visiting. So that's where they put up, this site might be compromised. Now, here's the funny thing. When you click on that, it brings you to links for how to check your website and how to get off that list. And you have to basically put a manual request into Google through the webmaster tools. And the webmaster tools can scan your site for malware. Well, I scanned my site and there was no malware. Everything was coming up clean. I even scanned and there, using the site Sucuri, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, S-U-C-U-R-I site check. That is a fabulous website that will check your URL, you know, your website, and it will look for any kind of infection. It'll tell you whether the site, your plugins or your software maybe is not up to date. It checks if you're blacklisted, any malicious JavaScripts, malicious iframes, drive-by downloads, anomaly detection, i.e. only attacks, suspicious redirections, and spam. It checks it all. And then for the blacklisting sites, there's a whole bunch of checks. It checks for Google Safe Browsing, Norton Safe Web, FishTank, Opera Browser, Site Advisor. This is a major site for being able to check your website. I kept doing that, and it kept coming up clean. Here's the thing, and this is something I didn't do. Once you check that, you got to read in the small print underneath, these are cached results from how long ago. Even the test that I just did right now said it's cached results from 2 days ago. That is too old. When you go to that website, you're checking your website out, or maybe you're checking someone else's website out. You got to go down and click rescan. This way, it will not go by the cached results, and it will check it right away. We did that last Thursday, because now I'm going a couple weeks with this. The infection took hold and started to really reveal itself. And now when you did the scan, it came up red. There is an infection. And if you follow the links, it will take you to a discussion about that infection. And one of the things I started doing last Wednesday, because last Thursday was the 4th of July, so this is Wednesday night. Very late, I started going through those forums, going through the discussions on the different black hat SEO infection, which is what I had, and I started reading, well, how are people cleaning it up? And I got very, very lucky. So, but before we talk about the great link that cleaned my site, you have to not panic when this happens. And the first thing I was doing while I was recording the show, my middle son, Ryan, who's more web savvy than myself and from programming and for WordPress, the first thing he started doing was I gave him my login for GoDaddy, and he made sure that we had a full backup of the database. When you're hosting, whether it's GoDaddy or whoever it is, your website has databases that are hosted by your website by the hosting provider. And whether it's cPanel or whatever admin control panel that you have to manage your databases, you got to look and see what the real database name is and what the real password is. Because it might have been a very long time ago that was made up for you by the hosting company. Once you determine that, and it's not hard, you now can use tools that they have to be able to download the database locally. We also downloaded all of the posts. So one of the things I kept doing was making sure that if I had to rebuild my site from scratch, I had enough information that I wasn't going to lose. It would take a lot of time, and I certainly didn't want to do that, but I wanted to put myself in a position that if I was going to be redoing the website, that I was going to have all my posts and everything from the database. I also had Ryan contact GoDaddy. Now, here was GoDaddy's option. They would charge $150 one-time fee to recover and restore my site from 30 days old. I wasn't prepared to do that. I mean, I would have gladly paid the $150 if I knew that that was going to put me in a position prior to the infection. But now we're going back almost 3 weeks. I'm not sure how long this has been floating around. And then did I really close the door and stop the infection if I just go back 30 days? That wasn't a solution for me. So it was nice to explore, but then even my backups, I would have had to go too far back where I would have too much to rebuild, or I was going to go not back far enough, and I would still have the infection. So backups although nice to have, sometimes it's not the answer if your backup's infected. So especially with this type of injection that was happening for this SEO spam, I had to believe that there were many, many people out there that are doing battle with this. Here is the plugin that came to the rescue. And I started searching and reading the reviews. And there is a gentleman who, Eli, who wrote an anti-malware plugin for WordPress that's free. And his site, it's Get Off Those Maliciously Loaded Scripts, GOTMLS.net. I am going to say that again, and I am going to have this in big letters in bold, I should, on the website. It is GOTMLS.net. He wrote a plugin that goes through your website and it finds all of the infections and it removes it. It's free. And when you go to the plugin and you download it, you need to go to the website, you download the zip file, unarchive it, then you need to get your FTP program out. And what you do is you FTP that whole subdirectory that was uncompressed, and you put it in the WP content directory and then plugins. In that sub-subdirectory under plugins, you just upload that whole directory. To get the full benefit of the software, all you need to do is register the software, and it's free. Once you register it, it unlocks all of the options for the latest, I guess, definitions or for cleaning. It gives you the full software. The minute I seen that my site was clean and everything was working and I did another secure site check and checked my site, once that was done, I immediately donated $50. I'm probably going to make another donation because it was just so wonderful to have a plugin just save me so much pain and so much work. It's an incredible plugin. I mean, it really saved me, and it saved many, many people out there when you go to the site and you read. This is a must-have if you have WordPress for your website. This is an absolute must plugin. Now, how did I get infected in the first place? And this is what really bothered me. One of the things I started doing was deactivating a lot of my plugins. And I suspect that there was this Platinum SEO plugin that I had. And it's funny that once that plugin was last updated, it was only a couple days after that that I got infected. I believe it was a bad plugin, and I believe it was this Platinum SEO plugin. I wasn't taking any chances last Wednesday. I literally deactivated and deleted every plugin except for the Blueberry podcast plugin that I need for being able to post my show. Every other plugin I got rid of. I wasn't taking any chances. Something else I discovered, this infection, before I found the anti-malware plugin, I started going through some of my code. There's an htaccess file. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Httaccess, I think, that basically sets up how things are going to run on your site and how what should be getting permissions. There was a line that was injected at the top of that file that said all CGI files can act like PHP scripts. So this code was hidden in a CGI file. You could also see this with JPEGs. When this code gets inserted into this access file on your website in the root, there's one infection that says JPEGs act like PHP scripts. So this is what they do. They look for an extension of a innocent file that you would not suspect would have code in it. And it basically executes like a PHP script. And then it starts injecting itself into files. There were 8 critical core website and core theme files that were infected by this black hat spam SEO infection. Once the anti-malware plugin found it, cleaned it, I now run a scan every couple days of this using the anti-malware scan. And I now go to the Security Site Check free scanner and I scan all my websites. I now have this as a regular process every couple days because I do not want to have anything infected for any of my websites. I want to read this. So how can you get infected? It was most likely a random attack on my file system by a hacker's robot virus. So it's an automated script. And this is usually because you're running an older version of WordPress, which I was actually at the latest version. Or you've installed a plugin or theme with vulnerabilities. Or because your site is on a shared server with other exploitable sites that got infected. In some cases, it's possible that your hosting provider got hacked and at a root level and all their clients on that machine gets infected. So there are several ways I could have been infected. One, I am on shared hosting with GoDaddy. Two, I believe there were some vulnerabilities in one of my plugins. And then three, your theme. There could be a vulnerability in the theme that you selected. To stay on top of this, you have to stay updated. But here's the thing. I think I updated one of my plugins. I was up to date. But I think it was on one of those updates that the plugin had a vulnerability. Now we're torn. It's like, wow, it's like one of those Windows updates. You want to apply them right away, but then again, what if there's a problem? Because it was a, now you get this update that maybe there was a problem. I say this, don't be the first to install the update and do a little recon before you update it. Or, I don't know if this is possible, if you have a major website that gets a lot of traffic, like myself, something I stopped doing and I was doing this a while ago and I got to get back to this procedure. I have a secondary site that I don't care if it gets hacked. And it's got low-end bandwidth, but it has all of the code that my website has. So it has the same plugins. It has, you know, it is a different theme, and I really should use the same theme. You need to have a test site that you can at least test your plugins, test your theme upgrade. If you're going to make any code change to your website, do it on a test site and let it sit there and see if anything happens. Then do it on your production, your main website. So I'm going back to basics. And I'm going to deploy what I preach, which is A, regular backups. I certainly do not back up my website frequently enough. Now, even though I don't believe a backup in this case was going to help me, better safe than sorry, better to have the backup than not have it. I'm going to update everything, but I'm not going to update it the first day. I'm going to wait a couple days and then update it. And hopefully I won't get hit on a zero-day exploit, but I'm going to do my best to try to put some due diligence into researching a particular upgrade before I just apply it. That's my advice, and that's what happened to me for my website and how I took care of it. But the big takeaway here is if you have a WordPress website, you make sure that you have this anti-malware plugin, and that's it. GOTMLS.net. Another topic, and I was so disappointed to receive the notification from Microsoft that they are retiring the TechNet subscription service. And many of you emailed me that, and I received it myself that day. And I was very unhappy to receive that. I want to put out there, what are we going to do to get the software? Now, I recommend anybody that still has the active subscription, download all the ISOs that you can and do a dump of all the product keys. So this way you get the software and you get your keys that you've paid for. So that's what I'm going to do. And that's a lot of work, but I'm not just going to download everything. I'm going to download everything that I think I'm going to need. Now, what's going to replace it? I'm wondering what they're going to be doing with the Action Pack. Is for Microsoft resellers, and there's certain requirements, and I know Winston Wolf is an Action Pack subscriber, and many of you are. What are the requirements? Query Microsoft for me and find out, is that going away? And if that's not going away, then I'm going to pursue that, because we want to get those 3 to 5 product keys that, you know, they kept reducing it. It used to be 10 for each piece of software. Then they reduced it to 5. Then they reduced it to 3. Clearly, Microsoft, from a revenue model, has seen that they think they're losing money on attracting technical professionals like ourselves in being able to test all of their full version of all their programs. Clearly, they think that this is wrong and that they're losing some money, and now they're taking it away. Maybe it's time to look for alternatives for the software. Maybe it's time that, you know, we don't recommend Microsoft Office and we you know, explore all of the open source alternatives. And maybe the alternatives to PowerPoint, alternatives to Windows Server, and let's embrace Linux more. So I think you're going to see me do that as when Microsoft's LibreOffice, thank you, I couldn't think of the name. When I see Microsoft turn their back on IT professionals like ourselves, well, it's time we turn our back on Microsoft. And that's my opinion. Not real happy with this. Let's see what happens. Microsoft's been making some pretty stupid mistakes. Like when they announced the Xbox One and all of the DRM that was going to attach to it. And then look, they had to pull that back and say, oh my, everybody's going to be buying PlayStations, because they were going to make it where your Xbox would be unusable if you didn't have an internet connection for 24 hours. Are you kidding me? This is crazy. Someone's making crazy decisions for Microsoft on this. And I don't get it. That's not the way to be. You want to be the exact opposite of that in order to grow your product in your community. Don't they see what's going on in the world? You know, and you've never heard me bash Microsoft like this, but don't they see what's around them? I mean, they started listening to the gamers that were complaining, but you know what? I don't think they get it at all on some of this. I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I think it's a mistake that Microsoft's making in abandoning the TechNet software subscriptions. I think that's a critical mistake in growing and continuing to grow their product line, because now I'm not going to test versions of products that I would want to resell and implement for clients. I'm now going to look for alternatives because I don't have access and I can't afford the kind of money that they want to test. If you got to buy the full license, I'm not going to do it. They're cutting off a support that they don't realize that is championing their products. They don't get it. Now, I want to thank everybody who took the time to write in, Steve Carm, Dan, Jeremy, that many of you wrote in detail repair scenarios for me and how to check my website when you seen that it was compromised. And I want to thank Kate for taking the time and putting a lot of energy and work into responding to me and helping me. And I read them all and used pieces from everybody to help me clean that. So I want to thank the Mike Tech Show family in stepping up and helping me out here. there's another scenario that I talked about, which was files that are being encrypted by a ransomware virus. And Kate wrote me, encrypted files, this might work. I don't remember if you said what version of Windows this guy with the file encryption ransomware, actually it was Windows 7, the program is running. But if it's a modern version of Windows, you might want to try to restore from recent versions. Yes. Also, what about looking at the recycle bin? That's another option. And then restore previous versions is available in all editions of Windows 7 and in the Business, Enterprise, and Ultimate editions of Windows Vista. If you are using Vista Home Premium, the previous versions are in there. Windows XP does not use Shadow Copy, which is what creates the previous version. Shadow Explorer tool will not work on XP. I have some links on how you can get back to a previous version using that Explorer tool. Kate, thank you very much for that. Kate also sent me a support link from Kaspersky that might help you recover encrypted files from a very particular ransomware virus. If you are hit by an infection that encrypts your files, there are very specific fixes out there for particular strains of this infection. And I'm going to put those links into the website because there's definitely something you can take a look at. While we're still on this topic with the ransomware, Tim Connolly sent me a link from pandasecurity.com, and I'm going to post that. David, a Britech link from YouTube on how to clean this. And someone else just said Britech, so thank you. That was from John. This is from Dan R., a couple of links to help me out. And this is a virus encrypted data, and he has three links. So we're going to have a large section of the show notes dedicated to fixing these encrypted files. Something else that came up, and I mentioned in passing, why don't we have a Service Pack 2 for Windows 7? I mean, there's been hundreds of updates since Service Pack 1. Well, I did not realize, and I want to thank Kate and a lot of you for sending me the link to a roll-up that Microsoft has done, including 90 updates that are post-Service Pack 1. Now, they don't call it a Service Pack 2, but it's a roll-up for Service Pack 1, and at least it gets us closer to where we only have one restore point and lots of updates to and hot fixes that we can apply. That is a great link. Thank you. Received the following email. Hello from Canada. I'm listening to your show now for just about a year. And now after 20 years of in the front line and in the trenches of tech work, it is comforting to tune in and get updates on what's new in the tech field. The tools and info you and your listeners have talked about have been invaluable and have greatly improved my tech skills. I get a real chuckle when a customer starts explaining a problem about their computer, and in my head I say, I heard about that on the Mike Tech Show. I look like a real superstar, and your show really deserves the credit. My question for the day is, I have a customer who is moving to Outlook from Thunderbird. I thought this would be simple. Is there an easy way to export Thunderbird emails and email folders and import them into Outlook? I sent him two links that I discovered. One was pretty cool. It was go from Thunderbird to Windows Live Mail and then from Windows Live Mail to Outlook 2013. Another one was just import them as messages. Export everything as a message. And then you could just pick them up and literally drag them right to a folder in Outlook and they'll appear as Outlook messages. So that's another way. And I'm going to have both those links in the show notes. Thank you, Pete, for that question and the great comments. I really appreciate it. I got some feedback on my question, or really my quest for the ultimate help desk software. Let me tell you what I've done, and I don't think I've completely settled, but boy, I'm pretty committed. Spiceworks, which has been around for a while. I gave it a try a while ago to help me with like network inventory and do some things, but I never explored their help desk capability. I installed that and I love it. I have been using that for myself right now, creating tickets and closing them and updating them. And it has really helped me stop support requests falling through the cracks, because now I am tracking them properly. And when someone sends me an email, I can literally forward to the special email I've set up, and it will automatically create the ticket. It'll notify me. I have been unsuccessful at using the iPhone app. It refuses to connect, and I've got all my port forwarding set up and everything working. I did move the database now from my main system to a dedicated computer. I went through all of the junk computers in my pile, and I found a Core 2 Duo that didn't have a hard drive, because I think we took it out for a backup for somebody, and it was a client's old system, and I was able to resurrect it. I put a 500 gig hard drive. I ordered 4 gigs of memory from Amazon, and I got my Crucial memory for $50, and I got 4 gig of memory, and I installed Windows 7 Professional, and voila, I have a great system dedicated to Spiceworks Help Desk. And I'm running that now. I even named it just Help Desk. Then I went on my Verizon router and I did the port forwarding, and I can access it from the outside world. I changed my DNS so it could find it. And inside, I've been able to just type literally Help Desk in my browser. I even created a little icon on my desktop, on my main desktop, and I access it and I love it. And it puts me in a position that if I do bring on some bodies to help me, I can now start delegating tickets and assigning them, and they can follow up with these requests. So it kind of takes me to the next level. Well, you have still been sending in recommendations, and I haven't gotten to them all, and I do want to mention it. One is Service Desk Express, so I haven't worked on that. Now, I'm going to ding Repair Shop. I've started playing with it, but now they are torturing me. Because I gave them my phone number and email address, I get 1 to 2 phone calls a day. I get emails. I've been too busy for the past week or so to get back to them. They are crushing me. When a company crushes me, I now diss them. I now don't recommend Repair Shop for their marketing tactics of hounding me and torturing me. When you torture me, I do the complete act, the complete opposite. And then I get on my show and I tell them how you are torturing me. And I make sure that every one of my listeners know how you approach your marketing. And when you get someone's phone number, you now torture them and you abuse the privilege of getting my phone number. And because of that, I am now an advocate against your software. And I now say, don't use Repair Shop. I don't care how good it is. I don't like your marketing tactics. A follow-up, and this is from Cameron, who wants an alternative to Google Apps email. I like Google Apps, but they started charging for $5 per user per month. And when that happens, I was like, wow, now it's no longer free. Well, it's like the only one that I've recommended, and I started working with this with a client, and they weren't real happy with it, was Zoho email. I think you can get a couple for free email accounts. I don't know. Is there anything that you recommend that's as reliable as Google Apps that's free? I don't know if it's out there anymore. I recommend, you know what, for $5 a month, And there are advantages to having that. And the Google Apps and the what they call Google Apps for Business, and have the email where you actually can get support. And there's other programs that you can work with that are they're not available in the free version of Google Apps. You may want to consider that. Now, you can try Zoho, and that's just literally Zoho.com. But I've had good and bad. I've had, let's say, mixed results. I've had some happy people, and I've had some unhappy people that have used Zoho. So you might have to try for yourself and see what happens. But Cameron, thanks for the question. This is from my son, Ryan. It is Mighty Text. And he now loves his Galaxy Samsung phone. He abandoned his iPhone a couple months ago. There's an app called Mighty Text where you can text from your iMac. So all you Apple fans and Apple users and Mac users, it's mightytext.net. And then I'm also going to have the Google Play link. And it's an app that you absolutely want to check out. I still have a very large stack of great questions, great feedback from all of you. But I really wanted to spend time tonight on all of the great links that you've sent on the ransomware virus encryption fix, and also fixing if your site even is suspected of any kind of an infection and you have WordPress. As a matter of fact, don't wait for your site to get infected and make sure you download and install the anti-malware plugin. I wanted to make sure that those two topics got appropriate time in front of you because they're important. So all the rest of this email and everything that you're sending in new, I will talk about next week. And I believe next week will possibly be the only Thursday in the month that I'm actually recording on Thursday night. The last few weeks, because of the holiday and because I'm busy this week, I've had to record on different days. And look for Tech Vets this week, because remember last week, Carrie and I did a double show. So Wednesday night, I'm going to just be posting up the audio for show 107 of Tech Vets, and that's at tech-vets.com. If you buy from Amazon, and I know everybody listening, either you buy from Amazon or you know someone buying from Amazon, give them my link. Ask them. Say, you know, when you go to Amazon, could you do me a favor? Go to amazon.micnation.net, because there's this really good guy who does a tech show, and this is how he supports the show. And it is so valuable, and it's so important to me, and I really appreciate everybody using my link. And that's amazon.micnation.net. I want to thank you for your continued use and bookmarking that link and sharing it and using it. It makes a difference. It really helps. Thank you so much. Thank you all for downloading and staying subscribed and listening to the show. I couldn't do it without you. Your feedback is invaluable, as you see. And thank you so much for all of your help when other listeners run into problems and share them, when I run into problems or my clients run into problems and I share them. So thank you so much, and keep asking those questions. Keep sending in your favorite tips and utilities. I really appreciate it. Talk to you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.